Next up, we've got The Moon Bureau with Runcible Spoon.
Having a lunch with the Runcible Spoon, talking in clouds of gathering dew. I wrote an Unsworth song for you.
I've never been an Edward Lear fan myself, but I recognize, you know, his stuff. I am actually more of a Lewis Carroll sort of nonsense guy when it comes to this sort of thing. When I wrote it, in the song was, it's almost delightful. I like what they're doing. I feel like this is a song that almost that I could have written, you know, in an alternate universe where I have musical skills. I feel like it just falls a little bit short, but I really like the concept behind it. I would have preferred like a more mixture of flavors, I think. I don't know if that makes sense, but it just felt like it was a little too much of the same sort of thing musically. On the other hand, there is a mixture of like flavors in the lyrics by pulling from all these different directions. Edward Lear mixed with Hanna-Barbera mixed with a German pop song. You know, conceptually, I love the song.
I certainly like the jangly hippie guitars and the overall vibe. I like the idea of using nonce words as an approach to the challenge. And I think this is a cute, non-offensive song. Referencing Hanna-Barbera and the 99 Luftballons will likely charm the judges of a certain age, and I feel like I'm in that category.
Ditto.
Although, no. I think I'm picking up on what Brian was saying, is that it's lacking a little bit on substance and length. And I think that'll serve for the nonce. But next round, the competition is going to be tougher. They're going to need to bring more of their A game. Not that this was lazy, but it just was very short. It was about 2 minutes. It was cute, but I would like something more of substance from them.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about writing a nonsense song and leaning into like the use of nonsense words is that feeling that you actually understand them even though you don't know what they mean. And I think they mostly actually succeeded at that. I feel like a lot of the nonsense words on here actually do work in context, but they're just a little, there's just not enough of them, and they don't take enough chances with it. It's just a little glorpy.
Well, I mean, yeah, glorp is exactly the word that I have all through my notes. You know, I don't like hippy dippy bullshit music, but this is so fun and charming and lovable. I think they have the sound down really well, to the extent that it sort of sounds like it's being played on a bad cassette player or a bad turntable, which just adds to that charm. And I kind of love this song, and I'm sold on the pop the 99th Luftballon or whatever the hell that lyric was. I just thought it was charming as hell, and if it makes me smile and bob my head, then that is worthwhile. So I'm gonna probably rank it pretty high.